And that in some way undermines the system if you can teach people not to take advantage of that. But there's also that institutional aspect to it. So I'm wondering, it seems like there's a continuing need to subvert the powers or the authorities, even today, the ones that dominate this world. Scripture seems to be subversive because it serves to curtail the authority of the powerful by appealing to a higher authority, in most cases a just and merciful God. How can we Christians engage in a spiritually based subversive actions today?
Well, I think the fact that the type of society that we live in, the United States is a Christian-based society from the top all the way down. You know, and I think the major problem has a little to do with religion and more to do with economics. You know, and that's the same thing that I feel today we're dealing with during the time of Jesus. It have always been the communal system, you know, versus the private system. Because when you get off into the private, what they call modern capitalism today, then that's when you get off into the greed, and because it's all about profits. You need markets to exploit. And that's the whole reason that the Roman Empire had expanded and became an imperialistic power and found themselves in other people's land. You know, Rome way over in Italy, they over in Judea as if it belonged to them. Now that's similar to what we're dealing with today, because we're over here in the United States of America, but we know the imperialistic hands of America is all over the world. And it has less to do with religion and more to do with economics, you know, looking for new markets to exploit. You know, and so people, the question always rises, when is enough enough? You got some people sitting on, what, $100 million? Or five or six, ten, like Trump, somebody like Donald Trump, $10 billion, you know, and then you go down the Skid Row and you see all of these people living in the streets, living in tents and all that kind of stuff. So I think that's the main problem is the greed of humanity. And religion, you know, especially the teachings of the Messiah Jesus, that was the whole purpose, was to balance that out. See, and what we have allowed to happen as a society, we have allowed capitalism to enter into our educational system and our health system, you know, and we're suffering because of it. You know, we are a less educated nation and we are a less healthy nation because people are greedy, you know, and until we get them out of those two areas, we're going to have all kind of problems. It's going to get worse and worse because they're going to get greedier and greedier. Things like healthcare is going to keep going up. People that need it, you know, you're going to have situations where a person will get sick in a family and they're going to look up and they have $100,000 bill, hospital bill. Next thing you know, they're going to be down there in Skid Row or next to close to Skid Row like that. So I think greed, and this is what John the Baptist, when he was calling them vipers, that's what he's talking about. You're greedy. You got way more than you need. See, as opposed to the ones that was following the Messiah Jesus, and we know from the book of Acts that they kept things in common. You know, it wasn't a private enterprise among the followers of the Messiah Jesus. Now you got people that would try to compromise, but they forget what Jesus said to the rich man that wanted to join him. And he didn't say give us 10%. You keep the name in and come on with him. He said, you gotta give it up all. Give up all you got and come follow me. He couldn't do that. So that's the situation we're dealing with, and I think that's what John was talking about when he called them vipers. You know?
I think